From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The administrator of Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency, Vern Miyagi, on Saturday apologized for the false alert that warned a ballistic missile was heading straight for the state.
I deeply apologize for the trouble and heartbreak that we caused today. You know, we've spent the last few months trying to get ahead of this whole threat so that we could provide as much notification and preparation time to the public. Today was something that I regret because I accept responsibility for this. This is my team. We made a mistake.
He says that they are going to take processes and study so that it doesn't happen again. Miyagi confirmed the error happened when someone pushed the wrong button. The White House said Friday it will continue to waive sanctions on Iran that targeted its nuclear weapon program. VOA's Bill Gallo has more.
Another step toward dismantling an agreement Donald Trump has called the worst ever. The White House says it will leave the Iran nuclear deal unless France, Britain, and Germany agree to modify it. Trump, in October, decertified the agreement, but stopped short of reimposing sanctions that would have effectively ended it. This time, Trump warned he could reimpose nuclear-related sanctions at the next deadline, in about 90 days. Washington's European partners say the deal is still working, and it's not clear if they're open to renegotiating without Iran's involvement. According to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missiles and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. In a separate move, the U.S. Treasury Friday placed new sanctions on 14 Iranians, including the head of Iran's judiciary. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this and other stories, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. There's continued backlash after reports that President Trump used a vulgar term to describe Haiti and African nations, as well as El Salvador, statements that have been acknowledged by Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who was in an Oval Office meeting when the president used an expletive.
I cannot believe that in the history of the White House, in that Oval Office, any president has ever spoken the words that I personally heard our president speak yesterday. You've seen the comments in the press. I have not read one of them that's inaccurate. To no surprise, the president started tweeting this morning denying that he used those words. It is not true. He said these hate-filled things, and he said them repeatedly.
That was Senator Dick Durbin, who spoke to reporters on Friday. The comments were made during a presentation by Durbin and a Republican senator, Lindsey Graham. They were discussing bipartisan legislation on immigration with the president at the White House. The president denies making any of the vulgar statements. Researchers say climate change is responsible for the vast majority of green sea turtles in the northern Great Barrier Reef off Australia being female. The scientists from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say the temperature at which turtle eggs incubate determines the sex of the hatchlings and warn that warmer conditions are creating a dangerous gender imbalance. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Almost the entire green turtle population in parts of the northern Great Barrier Reef in Australia is now female. A study of about 200,000 animals in the reef's northern waters found them to be overwhelmingly female. The research was published in the journal Current Biology. There are concerns that the future of the endangered reptile is increasingly precarious. In the southern barrier reef, where conditions are cooler, about two-thirds are female. Researchers say that while they hope for some milder years to produce more males, they expect temperatures to continue to rise.
That was Phil Mercer reporting. After nearly 7 years of war, the UN survey finds Syrian refugees in Lebanon are poorer and finding it even more difficult to make ends meet. It also shows that refugee households on average spend $98 per person per month. Nearly half of that sum goes for food. For more, go to our website. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.